Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
504 will repeat the riot in Memphis right after Speedy with sometimes reliable traffic.
Good afternoon. If you're on the inner loop, you'll find delays from the American Legion Bridge as you make your way up to 270 Spur. Once past Democracy, everything looks pretty good. Heading eastbound on the freeway, traffic is okay as you make your way to College Park. Prince George's County Police still dealing with a couple accidents, 214 at 202, 410 at Piney Branch as well. In Wheaton, police dealing with an accident, Arcola at Kent Mill. Southbound 395 is pretty heavy at this time. On the inner loop, you head southbound on 95, still dealing with that jackknife tractor trailer. I'm Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve. Rain on and off tonight, low 67, and cloudy tomorrow. Here's Buzz's Ready with forecast. Chance of rain tomorrow. You're McQueen, man.
Yeah, Bill.
I-82. Now it's 72 Washington, 71 Baltimore, 75 Philly.
63 in Boston.
Ooh, chilly. Where Infinity Broadcasting just bought a radio station today. Hats off to us.
And that's something.
It's 505. Okay, now, let me see which tape this is. I've got one tape, which is of our first show on WAVA.
Indeed, very scary.
This is obviously the tape of our first show on WAVA. One of our first shows.
Something very unusual. Music.
I'm going to save that.
Okay.
We'll save that.
Boy, is that bad.
Wow. Boy, is that lame.
Seems a million years ago.
But now, Mike, let me start up the WJFK Wayback Machine.
Yes, it's smoking a little more than normal today.
Pull on that big old string. And indeed, it's time now to go back in time, back to last Friday, where you're going to be able to hear the last 27 minutes of our ill-fated broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee. And as you listen to this, I urge you to call Graceland at 901-332-3322.
Thank you very much.
Or wire them. Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard, Memphis, 38186. You're McQueen.
I'm McQueen, man.
And now, live and commercial-free, not exactly live, taped. Here we go. It's the 28-minute melee in Memphis.
All right.
And now to the tape. This is not live.
See you back in Washington.
Diana, the lady right over there.
Right here?
In the yellow.
Come on over here, ma'am.
No, wrong lady in yellow.
Wrong lady, I'm sorry.
Go away, lady. Sorry.
She was kind of looking at me like she wanted to come over here.
Did you want to come over?
Did you want to come over and say something? There's a microphone right there. You can pick that up. Go ahead and talk right into that. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you, gentlemen, for covering the Elvis Tribute Week.
It's a pleasure to be here. It is indeed.
She's yours, Mike.
No, I have nothing more. Is that it? Is that all you wanted to say? Go ahead, ma'am. If you want to say something, you're just waiting, but go ahead. Is there something else you wanted to say?
I just want to tell you guys I appreciate you, and don't forget next year.
Okay, put the microphone down. Thank you very much. The exclusive interview with a woman who had nothing to say.
That was the wrong woman in yellow. What about the woman in yellow we wanted you to get?
Well, that woman in yellow had a long list of nasty words, and she didn't want to come
Ooh.
Talk to you.
What do you mean? Oh, what did she say when you went over there? Come on, just tell me.
She cussed at us, and she said they ought to get their effing butts out of here if they want to talk about the king that way.
That's close, Mike. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Where is she? I wish I could see where she is.
Come here, Mike. You can see her. She's right there with the yellow. Hi.
Where is she?
Come over this way.
She's behind the post.
See, she's behind the post right there with the yellow shirt and the aqua slacks on.
Hi, ma'am. How are you? Hope you're enjoying your stay down here.
The whole time when you were talking to those people.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. She is screaming at me.
The whole time.
I love you, man.
The whole time that you were talking to the people about the book.
She was screaming at me.
I see her walking back and forth, pointing at us and yelling and screaming. I tell you what. I want to live dangerously.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
I can almost hear
her. I can hear her from here.
If everybody's quiet, we can hear her.
What?
What did you say, ma'am? Oh, that was the PA person.
Yeah, go a little closer. We're on delay, aren't we?
Yeah, Cameron, keep your finger on the button here.
Don't hit the delay until I instruct you to.
All right.
Just tell me when. All right, there's some profanity I'm going to let go here.
Okay, hi, ma'am, how are you?
Hi. Hi.
What did she say?
Did she say, I love Elvis?
I love Elvis.
We love Elvis, too.
I don't have to write no book. I don't want no money from him. I love him. I pay my fare to come here because I love Elvis Presley.
Yeah, right. I think we got one here.
Right. Let's give that woman a round of applause. Hey,
Diana, bring her over. I want to talk to her.
Bring her over. Come on. Bring her. Diana,
don't
be scared. Come
don't
on.
Be afraid of these people.
Jeez. We want to get an exclusive interview with this woman.
For goodness sakes, I spotted this woman a mile away.
I love Elvis. I think she might be from the Caribbean, man.
Hey, lady, can't we talk to you? Can we talk to you for a second?
Can I go back?
What is the problem?
Well, apparently she's with some people that are here kind of taking care of her, and
oh.
They don't, you know.
Is she nuts?
I think so.
Go
no,
find out
no, please don't make me
go
back.
Find
home,
out.
Right?
Yeah, find out if she's from, like, a hospital or something. Well, you know, where she is from. She is.
I want to know where you guys are from.
No, you don't want to know. You're just making up. You're making up a game out of
this. No, ma'am, we're not making a game. Get out of here. I'm getting out of here now.
All right, we're fine. You know, I just saw one of those nursing type ladies that was.
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
I just...
You better put the major.
Oh, the major wants to go on the radio.
Major Bill, how are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, here is our mystery guest.
All right.
Our surprise guest, Major
All
Bill
right.
Smith.
Well, I tell you, that mom over there was preaching the gospel. She said she loved Elvis Presley.
Yes, she did. And
we
you
all
did
love
too.
Elvis Presley. I was hoping that Elvis is dead couple there, they read off real fast. I asked her if she could read upside down. Oh, Elvis lives over here.
Elvis lives, and of course, for those of you that
Bill
don't know,
over here
Major,
has a very
all right. Somebody turn his microphone off. We'll be right back with Major Bill Smith, live from Memphis on WJFK. He's our special guest. It's 4:32.
WJFK.
All right, time for another Elvis Minute, an Elvis memory.
Oh, I mean, instantaneously, I know this one.
How do you distinguish this from the hamburger, from the peanut butter and nana, from the pork chop? What is this?
Catfish. This is catfish frying.
You're doing it every time.
I know Elvis's sounds, and I love these Elvis moments. I've been able to identify all of them.
You are Kreskin. You're my queen, man.
You're my queen, man.
Good chance of rain tonight. Hey, this is now from the Buzz Burbank Ready Whip Weather Center.
Oh, boy.
Buzz is feeling better, so he's off the NyQuil and back on the Ready Whip again.
Giggle, giggle.
Low tonight, 65. Yeah, you ask Buzz what he wants to do tonight.
You want to go to the grocery store? Come on, we can find the dairy aisle and get some of that Ready Whip.
Hey, want to go to Food Lion?
Food Lion.
Kroger? For the weekend, rain likely both days with highs are in the 70s. It's 73 right now back there where you are, and it's 79 here in Memphis.
Beautiful day here in Memphis, Tennessee.
With Don and Mike on WJFK. Uh-oh, here comes...
Oh, it's here Elvis. Comes, it's Elvis Security.
Here comes Graceland Security.
Buzz, what are they asking
Daryl,
here?
Daryl, mic this conversation.
Mic this conversation so we know what's going on. Let's make sure. Turn what off? The whole thing right now? What?
Why?
What? Wait, no, we're broadcasting live back to Washington, D.C. as we speak, sir.
You're shutting us down? You can't shut us down.
Wait, we've got
don't we have some permit to be here?
We've got a permit to do our broadcast.
We pay money for satellite time. We can't just cut it off.
Yeah. We need it from a hired authority, sir.
Somebody who shaves.
Somebody perhaps who has actually shaved in recent history. We need it from a higher authority. We're doing a live broadcast back to Washington, D.C. Okay?
Hey, listen, whatever you do, let's not break away, folks.
Yeah, we're going to stay with this and find out what's going on. Sir, we were here. We were here 5 years ago and did the exact same broadcast at the exact same site. We had no problem, and we're doing our show.
Why is there?
What is the problem today? No, we can't do that because we're kind of broadcasting on the air right now.
We've got to do a live show. I mean, if you want, we'll sit here for the next 2.5 hours and just have the stare down with you live on the air. We're not trying to be jerks. We'd just like to know what the problem is, please.
We're just having a happy little radio show, doing it broadcasting live by satellite back to Washington.
We can't turn it off.
There's a lot of money that's involved with this here. That's why we've gotten our permits to come down here and broadcast live.
Months in advance.
All right.
I answer to a higher authority.
Like the spirit of Elvis, the spirit of the king. Hi, Mage.
Mage, will you help us out on this?
Mage, come on. You've got a few.
Who is this gentleman here? Would you identify yourself?
I'm Major Bill Smith. That's who I am.
They all know me down here.
Yeah,
I'll guarantee you that, baby.
Right.
All right. They all know me. This guy knows me. Everybody knows me. What is your name?
What have we done that's so bad today?
Well, that's what we're curious about. You know, anything that we've done, you can tell us on the air what we've done.
What have we done that's so bad?
And if you can't tell us on the air what we've done, then we wonder what we've done at all.
I'd like to know who the man is.
Yeah, I'd like to know who he is, too.
What is your name, sir?
Are you manager of one of the Elvis shops here?
Are you director of Elvis Presley Security for the shopping center?
What is your name?
Well, what is your function, sir? We're just curious.
This is the kind of radio drama that people have come to expect from the Don and Mike show.
You know, it's a little taste of the old days. It's little taste of Disney, isn't it? This is amazing.
Do you know me? You don't know me?
Go ahead, Mage. Take it away.
Well,
Major Gold Smith is defending us.
Do you mind giving your name? You don't care to. You come down and tell the guys to go off the radio without giving your name?
Yeah, we're very curious as to why that is.
I know you're not Jack Stone.
No.
Folks, thank you, Todd Morgan.
I have to tell you now, a lot more security people are coming down here, including
a lady with Elvis Finn,
and we're just kind of curious as to what the problem is.
The problem is
we've been asked to shut off our broadcast, and we're on the air right now, live, going back to Washington. We were here 5 years ago, did the exact same show in the same site, this man came up and asked us to shut down our broadcast.
We just don't know why.
And we want to know why. We don't know why, and we're curious as to why that is, and he won't tell us.
We have all the permits and everything. Everything's been taken care of months in advance.
I have to tell you,
Hold on. What have we done that's made us lose our permit?
We're interviewing this gentleman.
This gentleman's been part of our show for 7 years.
So?
Not on our property.
Is there a reason why he can't be
Hold on, Diana, hold on. 5 years ago, let me tell you something right now.
But that's history.
Five years ago.
5 years ago ain't going to cut it today, though.
Major Bill
is staying.
I was perfectly alive.
Major Bill was with us 5 years ago.
Is that a crime?
Is this the reason you're kicking us out, Major Bill Smith?
No, I understand from some of the fans that you've also said derogatory things about Elvis and made fun.
Oh, never. You're going to cut somebody off the air because they say Elvis Presley is alive? We sang a duet of Amazing Grace at 2 o'clock day before yesterday morning. Now, how about them apples?
I got to tell you, this is great radio. Lady, you're giving me the best radio you could give me.
No.
No, I'm not signing it off.
So
I'm not signing it off. You will have to call security, ma'am.
We're not
you will have to
off.
Chain me to get me out of here. And I got to tell you something.
Yes, I am.
We're just having a fun little radio.
We're just having fun.
Because of this, the media is getting such a bad name because of you guys.
Lady, let me tell you something.
People like you.
People like you that are giving us a hard time. We're just doing a radio show.
You're a little too uptight.
You're on our property.
You are so uptight. I could loosen you up. If you went out to dinner with us, you would love us by the end of the evening. You are way too uptight. I would like to have some names. I would like to have some names because you say because Major Bill Smith is on this microphone. I've been on every microphone in the United States of America.
That's your freedom, sir. You're born in
the
United States. Okay. Talk about Geraldo, man. Talk about Geraldo. This is amazing. Hey, is this great or what?
You have orders.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
Oh, we're back on.
Hey, you got to do one thing.
Stop it. Hold on, folks.
That was me. Folks, I accidentally...
Don, I thought they, like, pulled the plug or something like that.
I accidentally put my finger on a button.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live from across from Graceland. We're about to be thrown out of this...
No, we're not, Mike.
Well, these big guys are coming around in back of us right now. We're going to stay
Somebody
until
get
the last
police?
Possible minute.
Hey, don't touch anything there, pal. Pal!
Yeah, that is our property. You can't touch our property.
Excuse me! Somebody call the police!
Get the police here!
Police!
We need police!
Police!
Police protection!
Police! The Elvis Nazis are pulling us away!
Let me see if I can do a little play-by-play here.
Hello?
Ah, we're still on.
I would guess that we probably got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 8 security people, including
police!
And now, yes... Where was the last place we were thrown out of? I'm trying to think.
Disney World.
Yeah, it was Disney World. So now we're awaiting the
Lady,
proper authorities.
You are way too uptight. What, Major Bill?
All right, now Mage is getting a little upset. Yes, Mage.
I've only heard one name around here, and that's Major Bill Smith. How about somebody giving me some names?
That's right.
I'd like to have some names of these people right here. In fact, I asked this man over here a while ago for a name, and he wouldn't give me a name.
So the deal is
name of their name?
What they're trying to do, Don, is they're trying to stop our broadcast. Hold on.
We're doing the show. We have Major Bill Smith.
Hey, there, there's the guy.
Pal, don't touch that microphone. I am not intimidated by your boys. I am not leaving. Call the police.
Now we are waiting with the security here as the store security people surround our little broadcast site, live from Memphis, Tennessee, broadcasting directly across the street from Memphis. And Diana is doing
Todd Morgan's got some. I think this is Todd Morgan.
Todd Morgan. All right. And I, you know, can I say something, Don? I think at this point that our relationship with everybody is probably at its high point right now.
Well,
absolutely.
I want to say while we're still on the air, we have done nothing. We have done absolutely nothing today.
We were sitting
to merit these tight asses coming over and pulling our plug.
We were sitting here doing our little radio show, talking to the maids, and all of a sudden this guy came up out of nowhere.
Diana, don't let him get in there.
And said, shut it down. Shut it down.
Now, here's the deal. Hey, don't touch that.
We're waiting for the proper legal authorities here.
Excuse me. Hey, listen to this now. They hold the microphone, please.
We are awaiting the proper authorities as Diana is wrestling with these guys.
The wireless on?
We got both of them on? Can we get both?
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300.
You're on, Don.
I can't hear anything, boys.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Cameron, are we on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Cameron, we're now talking to you via telephone. What has just happened is a truly ugly moment. As Diana was trying to protect the WJFK transmitter plug from being pulled, these big, burly men threw her out of the way and pulled our plug. Now, wait a minute. Now, they roughed you up a little bit, didn't they, Diana?
Yes, they did. They roughed me up, and I've got burns from them trying to yank wires through my legs. Yeah.
Now, we're still staying here, and we're staying here until the proper authorities get here, because this so far, we did not do anything wrong. We were doing our broadcast. We were having very pleasant conversations with people, and all of a sudden, this guy resembling Beaver Cleaver came over and basically instructed us to shut down.
Oh, now this guy's going to tell us to get off the telephone?
This is great radio at its peak. Somebody clear the security out of here. All right, boys. See you later. Hey, good job. Job well done, security guys. Job well done. You beat up a woman. Nice going. Are you okay, Diana?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, tell me the truth. What happened?
They roughed me up. They roughed me up. These people here can verify it. And they practically knocked this poor woman down when they're trying to...
Wait a minute. The crowd is on Diana's side. They roughed her up. What was that?
Call a lawyer.
Call Simons and Kirk. Simons and Kirk right now.
We got a lawyer.
Well, listen, folks, I guess this is effectively the end of today's broadcast from Memphis. I got to tell you something. We were down here doing our show, having the same good time we always have in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee, and this guy, for absolutely no reason, came out of the blue and told us to shut things down. And, well, what an interesting day it's been, Don.
Mike, I think that this can all hinge to the crazy woman in the yellow shirt. Listen to what's going on now.
Hold on. Now there's a lady that's yelling at Diana right now, a very large woman. I would say if you were a betting man and you were going to go up weight against weight, you wouldn't want to do it with this woman.
I'm so angry, I could take her.
Oh, now Major Bill wants the phone. Well, I thought I was steering these people to death down here, but I didn't realize 5 years ago they put 5 policemen and 3 horses on me. This time they come down here, and it's all because the Major Bill says that Elvis Presley is alive. Man, wait till I talk to Elvis Presley. I will tell this dude, man.
Hey. How the hell did Hello? Are we still on? How the heck did Major Bill get the phone? Is this still on the air?
He's
finding out right now.
They're still on.
Wait a minute. Are we still on?
You're still on, Don.
Okay, we are still on the air.
I got to tell you, normally you find controversy with umpiring decisions in the World Series, world affairs, political events, but I've got to tell you, the controversy today exists at Graceland here in Memphis, Tennessee, in the shopping center, and Major Bill is blowing a gasket.
Major Bill is yelling something about Al Gore, Dan Quayle, Tipper Gore. What about them, Mage?
It sounds like Quayle and Tipper Gore going at it down here today. But I'll tell you what, I've never seen a radio or TV show emulate from Graceland that's called Emanate.
There you go, man.
Take place. But this is something.
Thank you, Major Bell. Well, I've been told by Daryl that we're still on now. We've been given 15
minutes to pack our gear and get out. At this point, we're going to terminate our Graceland broadcast. And for the next 2 hours, you'll be listening to, hell, I don't know, music, best of, something like that.
Hey, Don, we have...
When we get to a decent payphone or an opportunity, we will call back and give you a report on what has transpired today. But if you just tuned in, we have been thrown out of the Elvis Presley Shopping Center with our little broadcast, our little WJFK family, thrown out across the street from Graceland. Yeah, we were planning on sticking around for another couple of hours, but no, they've thrown us out, and here comes security. All right, here comes security. Now we're going to try to stay with you. You know, I feel like Wolf Blitzer, for God's sake. So let's stay. I think we should stay on the air until we get thrown out of here. All right, we're going to stay with this now. Major Bill, as I speak, is addressing the crowd, much like Jerry Falwell. Major Bill resembling some of those street sermon people you see on the streets of New York City. Okay, now it is. Let me do a time check here at WJFK, FM, and AM. 3 minutes until 5 o'clock. Well, now we have a tough decision to make. Do we stay here and fight it out via telephone? Because all they got to do is pull the phone plug and we're dead.
That's right, but I think it's really worth it staying on the air here and letting everybody know what's going on.
What's that?
Satellite's still running. Nothing's going into it.
So we still have the satellite time. All right, well, then let's break for commercials. Well, no? No, you don't think that's a good idea, Daryl? Tell me, Daryl?
They will eventually find the phone lines in the back of the building and yank the plugs.
All right, well, then we'll stay live as long as we can.
Let's stay live, and really, you know, I mean, much like Bernard Shaw in Baghdad, we are going to stay with you as long as we possibly can. The updated version is this. They have pulled the plug on our system down here, but we do have phone line communication, and the security personnel here at the Elvis Presley Shopping Center, including a very, very mean lady, attempting to throw us off the premises, and we're a little surprised at the whole thing, but then again, nothing surprises me after this many years.
Well, to recap, Mike, we're doing our happy little show here. Suddenly a woman came over and screamed, "That's them." The security people came over, told us we were kicked out. Then Diana very bravely stood in front of the plug that contained the juice for the WJFK radio station.
I want to compliment Diana Stillman, our producer, who sacrificed her body as those big burly security guards were attempting to pull the plug. She sacrificed her body, threw herself in front of them, and because of that, received some injuries.
And folks, this is like something you would see on Cops, maybe Rescue 911. Maybe you heard it as one of the ruffian security officers came over and attempted to take the microphone out of my hand.
Don, now a woman has come up to me and said that we could both tend to lose a few pounds, and that's why it's such a special moment here. The several irate people that are bursting through the crowd, including the woman who challenged Diana to a little duel a little earlier.
Hey, is that the woman that... Hey, lady! She could stand to lose a few pounds herself.
Well, there are a lot of people down here, including ourselves, who could stand to lose a few pounds, but that's not the issue, Don. The issue is we're being thrown out of the Elvis Presley Shopping Center, and I still, to this moment, don't know exactly why.
All right, folks, listen, in case our lines of communication are cut, as Daryl tells me they will be any moment from now, let me give that Prodigy number again. It's KBTG47B. If you want to communicate via computer, in case we don't come back.
And can I say, I am so thoroughly disappointed that this all had to happen before you and I were able to take our wireless microphones across the street and find the Elvis cured my hemorrhoids part of the wall.
Can I just say that if Elvis Presley were alive, Elvis Presley would not appreciate the way Don and Mike have been treated today at Graceland.
It's the brotherhood of entertainment, Don, and Elvis would recognize us being entertainers that we're just trying to do the best kind of radio that we possibly can, and I tell you, he would frown upon all those security personnel.
Well, I guess what we're going to do is tough it out.
I think really
one telephone and six people here sharing it.
I think really the best thing to do, what I really think we should do is just basically wait till we get arrested for being on the property. I think you gave me a little discouraging look there, but what the heck? You know, I think this is it's those moments that you have to stand up and fight for your rights.
Now, Mike, a very odd happening is occurring. As we are speaking, we are repowering. As we speak now, we are covertly turning back on the WJFK transmitter and turning back on the microphones that they came over and turned off.
I think we should actually secretly do the broadcast, maybe not put the headphones on, and just casually begin the broadcast again.
And I'm all for, you know, First Amendment rights and Fifth Amendment rights, but for God's sake, I don't want to go to jail because I was kicked out of Graceland. I'm afraid you'll be going to jail by yourself tonight.
Well, you were in jail the last time we were here in Memphis. I can understand what you're dealing with, but I'm willing to go to jail for the good of the show.
Well, Mike, as a hardened criminal, somebody who's been arrested in Memphis before for a traffic violation, nonetheless, I can tell you how tough the Tennessee prisons are.
Are they tough? You were playing poker with the cops down here the last time when you had that little driver's license problem.
All right, so they're really not so tough. It's 5:02 at WJFK. Now I see more security guys. Hey, let's see if Buzz Burbank can give us a recounting of what's happened in his own new style. Here's Buzz.
Well, as near as I can tell, this started when some people were escorting a woman who appeared to be mentally disturbed walking past the broadcast. The people who were escorting this woman felt that the broadcast exacerbated her condition somehow, aggravated her condition. They were so upset by it that then I think it was they who reported this broadcast to security. I don't know how much of the broadcast they were able to pick up. Apparently, the tone of the broadcast disturbed them somewhat, but moreover, the person they were escorting, the woman described earlier as the woman in the yellow shirt, who appeared to be mentally disturbed, was further aggravated in their estimation by the presence of the broadcast. It was their report to security that brought the officials down on us, and that's the best I can tell from this point in Memphis.
Good job, Buzz. Now, not only are we in trouble because of the obviously mentally disturbed woman in the yellow shirt, hey, if she's mentally disturbed, what is she doing walking down the street yelling at us, okay? She started it. Am I not right about that?
Yeah, and of course, Don and I, not being mental health professionals, we were unable to properly identify that particular fact. We simply thought she was one of the more overzealous Elvis enthusiasts down here that occasionally had a little problem with the tone of our broadcast, and really, the tone, not necessarily the detailed content.
Also remember, as they said, it wasn't only the tone, it was the fact that Major Bill Smith was appearing with us. What? Yes, Daryl? There comes a police car. All right, Mike, are you ready? Attica! Attica! Hold on, is the police car coming in here?
Let me say that I do see a police car. I saw it come around the corner, but the lights are not on. I don't think the guns will be drawn either. You know, we're not dealing with a major offense here. We're just trying to figure out why they had to go and do this, because I am sure how many radio shows, we did this a long time ago also, there have been radio shows here for a long time. If they have a trouble with our tone, wait a minute, Buzz has an update.
We are now looking for the piece of paper, the letter from Graceland that gave us permission to be here. We have written permission from Graceland to be here, and we intend to present that to the police when they arrive.
Oh, well, we don't have it?
I got a number for the Beckwith people and a contact here at Graceland.
What? Yes? Oh, Diana, give me the excuse on this.
No, there is no excuse, but Dan has the letter back at the station, and he can fax it to somewhere down here. We can still prove it.
I don't think they even have fax machines. They're so bad backwards down here.
I agree with you. I think we're actually going to be here without a legal document saying we should be on the property. And I say, Don, we're going to spend the night in jail. And you know something? It's something I've never done. I've really looked forward to it.
I'm not spending the night in jail, I'll tell you that.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter? Where's that old fire?
Oh, Diana's got the form?
I got it right.
All right, let me read it. Dear Diana Silman, thank you for your fax, and this is from the Beckwith Company in Los Angeles. As we discussed, we will be pleased... Yes, Buzz. Oh, as we discussed, we will be pleased to work with you on your Friday, August 14th broadcast from Memphis from 1 till 5. As you know, no broadcasting or taping is allowed on the Graceland grounds. We will, however, be happy to provide you with space and a table with chairs in Graceland Plaza, directly across the street from the mansion. Phone lines and all equipment are your responsibility. Please have the phone company contact Ms. Debbie Johnson. Oh, they're gonna... What was that?
The telco guy's going around back to cut your wires.
Oh, no.
I love you, Frida. I love you, boy. I won't let them get it out of me.
Frida, if I have to spend the night in jail for your husband, I will do so gladly. So long, everybody.
Anyway, the letter is from the Beckwith... Oh, my God, are you kidding me? The Memphis police are here. The police are here, for God's sakes. Well, we're all kind of in charge together. We don't want to cause any problems. Okay, he wants to speak to someone in charge. That would be Diana.
Diana right now is going to speak to the local Memphis authorities as we continue to talk to you on the telephone. We have been informed by one of our satellite guys down here that they're actually going to shut down our phone lines. We're not sure. Daryl, you stay here. Daryl, you stay here. We need somebody to monitor whether we're going to be on the air or not. Are we still on the air broadcasting live?
Yeah, you're on the air, guys.
I hope we are. Daryl, let me just take this minute before we go off the air. Let me just say, Daryl wanted to run after Diana to make sure she's okay. I'm sure she's fine, but Daryl, I wanted to take this moment to point out, when I called that room this morning, she was in the bathtub, and he was shaving at the same time. Maybe that's why he sprinted after her like that.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and...
Yep, and that's it.
That's the tape, folks.
And that's it.
Wow.
And we were out of there.
Man. What a flashback.
All right, now I'm turning the Wayback Machine off again, Mike. And now that he has heard it all, joining us in the studio for the first time... since he's heard the entire broadcast, is WJFP Vice President, General Manager, Kenneth Stevens.
You brought his fanfare back.
Yes, I did.
That's neat. Yes, I did, because he's been paying us recently for the live commercials
we've
been doing.
Now I'm mad.
Oh, now
yeah.
You've heard it, now you're mad?
No, I didn't even hear it. I spent the last half hour on the phone being threatened by some redneck from Memphis.
Yeah.
No, not from Graceland, even.
Really?
Well, he was originally. That's how he got through to me.
Uh-huh.
Then he kind of points out that he's just... a redneck.
Just some guy?
I was there. And I was one of the lucky ones. He used to run with Elvis. Like, I never pictured Elvis as a runner, but I don't think
that's
what he meant.
Karate, maybe.
Oh, then he starts, you know...
You're my queen, Ken.
He's being polite for a minute. Then I started to tell him that basically you pay tribute to Elvis your way, and they'll pay tribute to Elvis their way. And he started on me. Yeah? Well... you come down here. I know your name.
Yeah, let me write your name down again.
This is just a guy out of the blue that called you?
Yeah. You guys are like, you've gotten into this Elvis cult down there.
Well, now, Mike, didn't you have a guy call you in the hotel who was an Elvis fan who was not mad at us?
A guy, I think, from Herndon that was president of an Elvis Presley fan club around the area. And he was telling me that, you know, they understand the broadcast that we do, and he's a big fan of Elvis. And what they did to us was... completely unjustified and disgraceful, and that's what he had to say. And this is a guy that is a big Elvis fan, sideburns and everything.
You mean this is just some schmuck that called you?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have to take those kind of calls.
Well, he sort of masqueraded as a Graceland person.
Ah.
And once I sort of got the hang of where he was coming from, I thought he should have spoken to you directly.
So, but now that you've talked to somebody, now that you've heard, did you at least hear any of the riot that we just replayed?
I heard little pieces of it while he was screaming at me. But, hey, all I had to do was to talk to him to understand the mentality you were dealing with down there, and my hat's off to you.
Oh, good.
Those people are scary.
So the legal work is in motion as we speak?
Oh, even more so now.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Thanks, Ken.
All right, get him, boy.
Now, that's what I call support from the top.
Thank you, Kenny.
All right.
Well, listen, we got to do a stat because we just did
40 minutes commercial-free on WJFK.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, haven't done any commercial yet this hour, so let me do a stack. I'll come back and tell you how we're going to exact our revenge.
All right.
As the people at Graceland get swallowed into the jaws of hell. We'll be right back, and it's 5:37.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.